Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and readings. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Join me in saying Deuteronomy 6, 4-9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today, I will be reading from God's Big Picture Storybook by N.T. Wright, and this story is called Jesus is King from Acts 1. After God had raised him from the dead, Jesus stayed for 40 days with his disciples, teaching and encouraging them. They knew from the Bible that God had promised to raise up a true king who would be Lord of all the earth, and who would bring justice and peace to his people. When will this happen? Asked the disciples. Jesus explained that it would happen soon, but not in the way they were expecting. He said he would have to go away, and they would no longer be able to see him. But he would still be with them, helping and guiding them by God's Holy Spirit. From now on, Jesus would rule the world from his new position at God's right hand. Jesus would be in heaven, and God's new way of ruling the world would come true on earth. This is what will happen, said Jesus. You will receive the power of God's Spirit. Then you will begin to tell the world all about me. You'll start in Jerusalem, then you'll go to Judea and Samaria, and then on and on to the whole earth. As Jesus said this, he was lifted up from them, and a cloud took him out of their sight. Jesus' disciples were excited to know that he was now ruling the world in a whole new way, even though they couldn't see him. They prayed he would begin to do the wonderful new things he had promised. The Word of the Lord. I wonder from this story if the disciples caught themselves missing Jesus sometimes. They knew that he was ruling from a new place and that the world would look a little different, but they had just spent years with him, eating with him and praying with him and learning from him. So I wonder if on random days the disciples found themselves missing Jesus' presence on earth. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.